This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Robert, thanks for joining us. We've had a really robust conversation over the last couple of days on the type of role Ben Johnson might have to assume as a head coach versus him as an offensive coordinator, where maybe he could have been a little bit more good guy to Dan Campbell playing bad guy. But now it's his show. So I'd love to know from your perspective, how do you expect Ben Johnson to kind of deploy the way that he teaches this offense and the standard that he wants to set?
Based on everything I know about Ben Johnson and how he operated in Detroit, I think there's a pretty high and exacting standard for how you have to perform in his offense. And so I think that we get discipline. We get it mixed up when it comes to the NFL and we point at NFL players. I don't think you need to be a barker or a yeller. I think you need to be somebody who sets a standard for accountability. And I think that honesty and making sure people meet that standard, that's all you need to do as an NFL head coach. And so I don't think you necessarily need to be some hard-o disciplinarian in that role. I think you just need to make people understand this is how you have to operate. This is the standard that we're going to meet in this building. And I'm going to be honest with you if you're not meeting that standard. And I think that he has the capacity to do that based on how I've heard about pretty much how he operated and how things went in Detroit.
Do you have a feel for JT Barrett as a voice? You know, do you have any feel for him yet in terms of, because a lot of times it's a combo with the head coach and the quarterback coach, or the OC and the quarterback coach. It'll be interesting to see how that mix develops.
I really don't. You know, I know that JT obviously was on that staff in Detroit. I think that I have a lot of faith in the people they hired on that Detroit staff. If you look at what they did over those 3 or 4 years that Dan Campbell was there, you know, and it wasn't just, what was most impressive to me is it wasn't just the initial hires, which were obviously good. You know, Aaron Glenn is now a head coach and was on that staff in a, you know, smaller role, but it was how fast they were willing to turn over the coaching staff when they thought they needed to. You know, that goes back to moving on from Anthony Lynn in year one and giving the reins to Ben Johnson with Dan Campbell kind of in tandem. But if you look at what they did on their defensive staff last year, you know, Terrell Williams, who is now the defensive coordinator for the Patriots, he was not on that staff 2 years ago. They brought him over from Tennessee. And I believe Deshae Townsend was their passing game coordinator. And he replaced the DB's coach on a previous staff in Detroit. And you really saw the level of play in the defensive backfield take a step up for the Lions last year. So I just think that they did a very good job of vetting and understanding their coaching staff. If you were good enough for that staff, I have a pretty good feeling that you're good enough for another staff based on how they ran things in Detroit.
Robert, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the Bears have finished their first part of the offseason. What have you thought of what they've done?
You know, I think that it all makes sense when you look at the moves in totality, I think that there are some that were a little bit expensive, and we'll see how it goes. You know, a guy like Grady Jarrett, who's, you know, getting deeper into his 30s, third contracts, fourth contracts for those sorts of players, those can be dicey, but that's kind of how the market was for players at that position and that age this year. Jonathan Allen got paid, Javon Hargrave got paid. I think that it's really an indication that, one, it was not a strong edge class among the defense, among the free agents. You really had Josh Sweat, Khalil Mack, Odangbo. I mean, that was really it. Even guys like Joey Bosa had some warts. So I think when teams were looking for pass rush help, a lot of the teams that needed it on the edge or at defensive tackle. And I think that pushed up the market for those guys a little bit. I think that one could look dicey in a couple of years. Odangbo's a projection. You know, there weren't that many guys in this free agent class who were rookie contract players who you would theoretically be paying for your prime. I mean, you could count them on one hand. A lot of the best free agents in this class were third contract players. Every single one of the corners, a decent amount of the edge rushers. So you're paying him a lot of money. The hope is that his best football is in front of him. It'd be hard to say that about a lot of the other free agents in this class. On the offensive side of the ball, you understand what they're doing. They paid a price to do it. John Jackson for $17.5 million against the cap and Joe Tooney for, I think, you know, $15-18 million against the cap. It's a lot of money to pay for an aging guard and a guard who has a really big injury history. But clearly they had an urgency to fix those spots. I mean, I think they looked at what happened last year and said, we might have to pay a premium to make sure that never happens again. And again, if you look at the free agent guards available, just guys you could sign on the market, there really weren't that many players. I mean, you had Will Fries, and that was really about it. You know, Tevin Jenkins was not that far down that list, and I'm not sure Bears fans would have been thrilled with that. So I think overall, they paid a premium, but they addressed the spots that they needed to address.
What it did, what all those moves did, and that's excellently described, is it really opened up the draft for possibilities, didn't it? Lawrence, when you and I went through the positions, I think we had six, maybe even seven positions that we would be comfortable with them taking with their first pick, whether they drafted, moved down or not. Like, do you have a similar comfort level with what position they go to because of how they're set up at this point?
I kind of do, yeah. I think that you can go a bunch of different directions because you've checked a lot of boxes when it comes to need. I said this to our draft analyst, Dane Brugler at The Athletic, who does a phenomenal job. If you guys have not read Dane's work at The Athletic, he's the standard in the industry. His draft guide dropped this week. You should go check it out. But I said to him this week when we were talking about Bears' potential paths, at 10, and I said, you know what I honestly think could swing where they go at 10? Is how much they believe in Kieran Menege. If they really do think that he is a potential long-term answer at left tackle and is a viable swing tackle this year, I think that allows you to bypass one of the tackles if they're there at 10. If you don't feel that way, then I think you're more inclined to potentially take one of the tackles. Because what that would do for you, let's say you took Will Campbell at 10, and you thought you could play him as guard depth this year, and then he could step in for Braxton Jones next spring if you didn't want to re-sign Braxton Jones. That plan is really good if you don't feel good about Menege. If you think that he is somebody you can develop over the next couple of years, then maybe you're less inclined to take one of the tackles. Then if you want to take Jentzy at 10, okay. If you want to trade down and take a defensive tackle, okay. If you want to take one of the tight ends, you know, if you think that Cole Kmet's somebody that doesn't have a lot of guaranteed money left after this year, the Lions spent about 35% of their plays in two tight end sets last year. If you think Loveland or Warren in that spot is your best answer because even though you have Zacchaeus, you would like a third receiving option to go along with those two receivers, I can understand the rationale for that. So I think there's just a lot of paths that you can talk yourselves into based on the current makeup of the roster.
I think that makes a lot of sense. The tight end is really interesting to me for the reasons you talked about. But, you know, I know you just did a deep dive on edge rushers, and I'm fixated there. Also, because of the free agent situation, there weren't a lot of great edges, and we know that Odangbo is a bit of a projection. So who do you love among these edge rushers if they were to get one between 10 and 15 or 17, if they trade down a little bit? Who do you really, really like in that realm?
None of them. I really don't. I think all of them have at least some concerns. You know, with Shamar Stewart, you know, he looks like Miles Garrett. You know, he looks like Superman. That's not how he produced in college. And, you know, we had a really good conversation on our show this week about Shamar Stewart specifically. You know, Dane loves Shamar Stewart. He's his 9th overall player. He believes in the traits. You know, he saw him up close and personal at the Senior Bowl. He believes that he has the bend and the flexibility to kind of unlock some of those physical gifts as he gets deeper into his career. We had Fran Duffy from the All City Network on that show, and Fran has Shamar Stewart as his 61st ranked player. He just doesn't see it. He had 4.5 sacks in college. You know, you can have as many physical tools as you want. If you don't know how to put them all together, does it really matter? So I think that both of those arguments, I can understand it. It's a toss-up. A guy like Mikel Williams, he was hurt this year, and I think that that was a reason that he maybe didn't play up to the level people thought he was going to. You know, when I watch him, I see a guy that reminds me of Greg Rousseau, who is a good but not great player for the Bills. I think he's a high floor guy. I think he's going to be able to defend the run well. I'm not sure what his ceiling ever looks like as a pass rusher. Even though he's a big, long guy, he's not a violent player in my mind. He's more of like a finesse slasher. Are you comfortable taking that guy at 10? If you think his best case scenario is to be your number two rusher one day, that's a conversation you have to have with yourself. And Mike Green, I just don't think he's going to check the physical boxes that Dennis Allen wants. I would encourage people to go to Mock Draftable. Is a very good site to do this. It's mockdraftable.com. You can sort the last 20 years of combine data by whatever test it was. Go sort by arm length, the longest arms to the shortest arms, and look at how many Saints drafted over the last like 8 years are up near the top of that list in arm length. He wants big, big defensive ends. Mikel Williams and Shamar Stewart fit that. Mike Green does it. So even if he might be the best pass rusher of all of those guys, he's got off-field concerns, he's got size concerns potentially, and he played at Marshall the entire year. So I don't think there's a single edge rusher available in that range where you can just say, I feel really, really good about this.
What else do you think we should know about Dennis Allen as a defensive coordinator?
He's the best. He's the best. I love watching his defenses play. It's one of those defenses where, you know, I think that Matt Eberflus did a solid job as the Bears defensive coordinator. But I think with a lot of these four down zone heavy guys, you know, there isn't a level of kind of in your face urgency where they're pressing the issue. And when you watch those Saints teams play, you know, they're a four down front, but they're a little bit more multiple than that. They're going to run some more like funky simulated pressures every once in a while. And the way that they play their quarters and man coverage, they're in your face. That is how it's going to be. They are going to challenge you the entire game. And so I just think that it's a perfect fit because it allows you to maintain your personnel that you've gone out and acquired because it fits a four down defense, but it just is a more dynamic sort of defense than the one that we've seen over the last couple of years. I mean, I truly think you could make a solid argument that Dennis Allen has been the best pure defensive coordinator in the NFL over the last 5 years. As excited as I am about Ben Johnson, the fact that they managed to pull that off, I think is something for Bears fans to be really, really happy about.
Man, that's exciting stuff. And we've been talking about how he's going to use some of this talent. Jalen Johnson is excited. He's going to get to travel, it seems, with a number one wide receiver. I wonder how Tyreek Stevenson fares in Dennis Allen's mind, Robert.
He's had a lot of defensive backs play really well in that defense over a long period of time. And it's funny because I think that there are some people in Chicago that have written off Tyreek Stevenson. You know, they think that he's a lost cause, corner is a need for this team. I would caution people against that for right now. Corner is the most volatile position in the NFL. When you look at year-to-year performance, it's really hard to maintain a high standard of play at that position year over year after year. You know, very few guys do it. Sauce Gardner had a down year this year. He's about to make $25 million a year. So I think the fact that Tyreek Stevenson, year two slump, and just the natural volatility at that position, I would not be surprised if Tyreek Stevenson had a big year this year, if he made good on some of the flashes that we saw from him as a rookie.
Robert, you talk to so many coaches around the NFL. I would love to know what you've learned about the danger of the coordinator making the jump to head coach. What are things that Ben Johnson should be careful of as he makes that transition?
It's just a matter of understanding where.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Or you have to now split your time. You know, you can't be somebody who is just coming up with a game plan all the time. You're not just a ball plays guy anymore. And I think you have to make sure that you're building your staff in the right way to take the right things off of your plate. And going out and getting a guy like Declan Doyle, this is going to be something we see from some of these play calling head coaches on offense, these young guys that they can bring in. And I think it's for a few different reasons. One, these guys are fluent in technology. Like, they're able to use so many of the tools at their disposal for research, for game planning, for understanding how to put together a game plan, how to teach the offense. There's just an intimate knowledge of that kind of stuff for younger coaches that I think allows them to handle a lot of grunt work as somebody in that position. The offensive coordinator for a play calling head coach is an administrative position. It's an organization position. And I think going out and getting a guy with that skill set is not surprising. And I don't know, Lawrence, how much more time did you have on your hands when you were 28 years old? I think I had a lot more than I do right now. So I think having a guy where your purview can be like all ball all the time, I think that makes a lot of sense. So I think making sure you're taking the right stuff off your plate and making sure you're organizing things in the right way is part of it. And then I think it's about knowing that you have to connect with every single player on the roster. You know, it's not just about the guys in your room. It's about making sure that, again, you're setting a standard across the entire building. And I, based on some of the stuff I heard at the Combine about Ben Johnson and the way that he was thinking about some of the requirements and the duties of being a head coach, I was really impressed with some of the things that I heard from assistants, both on the Bears staff and not on the Bears staff. He is somebody I think that gets it. If this fails, it failed in the right way. I've said that a million times this offseason, and I'm going to continue to say it. I think that this is the correct bet. This is the correct person for the organization in the moment that it's currently in.
Robert, your description of the offensive coordinator as an administrative position is just awesome. I was thinking about, I think I made the comp, Lawrence, like, you know, in a band, sometimes the lead guitar player gets to hire a student to go ahead and take care of all the rhythm stuff and some of the basic grunt work that needs to happen. Robert, before we let you go, can you profess your love for Derek Harmon, who seems to be your favorite player in this draft, the Michigan State Spartan and now an Oregon Duck? Why do you love Derek Harmon?
I turned on the tape and, you know, he was the most productive interior pass rusher in college football last year. I believe he had like something like 55 pressures per PFF. He was a very disruptive player. And so I expected to turn on the tape for a guy who was, you know, 6'5", 315, that was, you know, twitchy, a slasher, things like that. And that's not the guy I saw. He was sturdy against the run. He took on double teams. You know, Kenneth Grant is another defensive tackle from Michigan that I think has a chance to get drafted pretty high in this draft. And Kenneth Grant played at, you know, 335, 340. And I think that Derek Harmon holds up better against double teams and as an anchor against the run than a guy like Kenneth Grant does. And then you combine that with the pass rushing productivity, he's a player that I just think makes your entire defense better immediately. He's going to keep guys off of your linebackers. He's going to create his own pass rush productivity. If you use him in stunts, you know, he's a good, he creates space for other people. He can loop around. He has the explosion to do that. He missed some tackles this year. You know, there were a lot of near misses, but I think a lot of those near misses are a product of him just being around the ball. And I'm the one thing with him, and I think this has been a concern at Michigan State and it's something to watch, is that he's had some weight fluctuations. It's been up and down, and that was a problem at Michigan State. He dropped weight, went to Oregon, and was significantly more productive. If he can keep the weight down, and this is a scenario where being a professional athlete, where you're concentrating on your body every single day, is a benefit for him rather than the money slowing him down a little bit, I think he has the makings of like a 10-year starter in the NFL. I don't know if he'll ever be an all-pro, but I think he is a player that makes your defense better if he makes good on the potential that he seems to have.
Robert, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate it. We always love it when you're on the show.
Anytime, guys. Good to talk to you.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.